What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. Level two, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it. It's the Twisted Tuesday. A lot of stuff to still get to. Andrew McKinnis is going to step up, and then we're going to run the gauntlet with McKinnis. Look forward to seeing what he likes this week. I'm going to throw some hockey futures at him, actually. We're going to sucker punch him. We're going to sucker punch him with some hockey. And FanDuel's got a million hockey props up right now. And honestly, like, you know, it's like clock management. I've got to start figuring it out. We've got to start to manage this because there's a lot of sports coming up right now, man. I don't want to leave anything out. I got to get to this. I got to get to that. These shows, quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio, goes by fast. We're talking, you know, I'm bouncing around from topic to topic. We've got the Dodgers and the Cardinals. Of course, the Boston Red Sox were victorious today. Let me get to this Kyrie Irving stuff, actually, quickly. We'll get back to hockey. We're all over the place. A lot of stuff. So Kyrie Irving. This is getting real now. So for the record, Andrew Wiggins, I guess he dropped it. I guess he lost his religion. R.E.M., losing my religion. Yeah, you lost your religion, hey, Wiggins? So I guess now you didn't want to lose the money. That's what it was. So Wiggins is getting vaccinated. And Kyrie Irving is not. All right, Kyrie Irving is not. And it's now, so the season starts soon, guys. And I'm just sort of seeing a story here about Bill Gates, which isn't good. You know, Bill Gates just doesn't help vaccinations very much, does he? When he's always talking about, like, shortening the global population and stuff like that. Maybe Kyrie Irving, maybe Kyrie's not crazy after all, huh? So anyways, so word is now, the season's approaching, guys. The NBA season starts October the 20th, all right? We're basically 2 weeks away here. And he's not getting vaccinated. Like, he's not going to do it. Like, so basically, reports are the Nets are realizing he's not getting vaccinated. And so he will not be able to play home games. Now, he won't get paid, though, right? He'll only get paid for the games that he plays. Now, the thing is, though, he can't practice either. He cannot practice. So he's not allowed into the practice facilities. So, I don't know. Like, are they going to move to practice facilities? Are the rest of the team going to want to drive around everywhere? And, you know, in other words, so basically, think about this. Like, Kyrie Irving is going to be playing in the NBA, but he won't practice, and he won't play at home. That's going to be it. And I see people still like Brooklyn. Like, wow, okay. Really? You still like Brooklyn? These people, you still like Brooklyn? Like, you didn't see what happened in the playoffs last year? It'll happen again. Like, how the hell do you like Brooklyn when Kyrie Irving won't be able to play in the finals at home or in the playoffs at home, number one? And, all right, they have a big three that is as fragile as, like, a chocolate eclair is. Like seriously. Like, they're like a Dairy Queen sundae in the sun these days. Like, you think that, like, James Harden's going to last the season while getting hurt and something weird happening at some point? KD, come on. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. I don't even know where to start, man. I just ton of stuff I want to get to. Kyrie Irving's not getting vaccinated. He's not going to be able to play home games, and he's not going to be able to practice, and it looks like the Brooklyn Nets are actually going to deal with it. Looks like they're actually going to deal with it. And, wow, what a time to be alive, huh? So, so that's the story out of the NBA right now. And it's just, to me, it's insanity. And to me, though, whatever. I personally do not care whether Kyrie Irving is vaccinated or not. And truth be told, I personally don't care about the Brooklyn Nets. All right? I did. I used to. I used to go to their games. That's before they sold out and they brought in all these big-time divas. It's just comical to me that the Brooklyn Nets, number one, will put up with this. And number two, it's funny that I still see people thinking the Brooklyn Nets are going to win the title. Hey, Kyrie Irving can't practice and he can't play at home. And you think they're going to win the title? You think that Harden and Durant are going to stay healthy? Come on. Come on. That's like expecting Gerrit Cole to win a big game, which he didn't. Red Sox win 6-2. Final score. But let's not live in the past because, of course, we have the Los Angeles Dodgers and the St. Louis Cardinals coming up less than 24 hours time. In fact, we should know 24 hours from now. Moving forward, San Francisco will wait. Now, we were talking a couple of minutes ago about how the Dodgers and the Cardinals, 1,036 to 1,033 over their historic histories, going back to 1892. But how about this? The St. Louis Cardinals, Adam Wainwright on the hill. The Cardinals have won Adam Wainwright's last 8 starts. The St. Louis Cardinals have won their last 11 road games. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Dodgers have won 11 straight Max Scherzer starts, and the Dodgers have won 15 straight home games. It's insane, man, that how good these teams are that are playing in a wild card. The Dodgers are great with 106 wins, but the Cardinals are a dangerous team. The Cardinals historically have beaten the Dodgers in the postseason. They played 5 times.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lewis have won 4 of them. Wainwright versus Scherzer. Number hasn't really moved all that much. All right, it was 230. It went down to 225. There's some 220s out there, but it's pretty much settling in at 225 right now. Total 7.5. I bet the over tonight. I rarely do it. We got the push. I'm leaning under tomorrow. Late Night Anger Management Cast continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. It's level 2 to Twisted Tuesday. Thanks to Jamie Eisenberg, CBS Sports, joining us. Great stuff with Jamie, as always. Steve Merrill from Wager Talk will join us in Level 3. We've got Andrew McKinnon stepping up and in. As we stated, Dodgers, Cardinals tomorrow. You know that, but crazy numbers here that the Cardinals have won 8 straight starts. Adam Wainwright, the last 8 times that Wainwright has started, the Cardinals have won the game. The St. Louis Cardinals have won 11 straight road games. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Dodgers have won 15 straight home games. And, oh yeah, by the way, they've also won 11 straight Max Scherzer starts. Scherzer gave up a couple of runs. I think it was in Colorado, but they won the game anyways. So, wow, what a game. What a time of the year. Baseball playoffs have begun. NHL actually starts regular season 7 days from now. And then I guess the, what's the NBA? What's the NBA would be 15 days from now. I think the NBA starts the 20th, yeah. So that would be 15 days. Andrew McKinnis, Wager Talk steps up and in. McKinnis, what's going on, Andrew? How you doing tonight?
What's up, Gabe? Doing well, man. Like you said, people are complaining the summer's over. I'm pumped, man. Bring on fall. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, well, it is. It's hockey weather and football weather. And I got to tell you, even on the West Coast, there's a little bit of a chill in the air. We saw the lightning strike, you know, lightning delay in Los Angeles. There's a little bit of cold weather. It is. It's just, it feels like it's big game weather right now. Football is getting real. Baseball is real. Hockey is here right now. So, all right, before we get into the football and some hockey talk about the baseball, did you bet the game tonight? I can tell you. I'll pull up Barry Horowitz and pat myself on the back. I was on the Boston Red Sox, and I was on over 8. So I got the push on the total. I hit with the Red Sox at plus 116. I hit Garrett Cole under 6.5 strikeouts at plus money. But I lose a Rafael Devers prop. But nevertheless, we hit that pretty nicely. Did you bet the baseball tonight?
You know, I like some props. I like the total a little bit. But I stuck with the side just like you, Marenzi. I cashed a ticket with the dog, with the Red Sox. So happy to escape. And I got to ask you, did you see that radio broadcast is kind of going viral right now where he thought it went over the green monster, yeah, but it didn't. That is hilarious. That is a
Here, Matthias, I'm going to send this over to our producers right now. Actually, we'll get the audio up here.
There,
I wanted to get that. Like,
how do you not know that's not out of the park? I don't understand. I don't know.
You know what? You know, I think the same dude, though. Do you have it? All right. Hold on. Yeah, roll. So this is tonight. Yeah, let me know when it's ready here. Well, we're gonna get this. We're gonna get the radio call. But the other day, dude, when Stanton was in Toronto, Stanton smoked one, McKinnis. Like, he crushed it, bro. And like, it was like triple deck, upper deck type stuff. And the thing is, it was like left center field, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was nowhere near the foul pole. It was like left. It was like in between the center fielder and the left fielder, drilled, not a doubt about it, it was gone. And he said, if this thing stays fair, that thing's gone. I'm like, what do you mean stays fair? I'm like, dude, it's in center field. What the hell are you talking about, stays fair? And today, I almost feel bad for the dude. But, like, yeah, today, the best, he goes, what did I do wrong? What just happened? Why is he on first base? I said, okay. Hey, do we have this? Is it ready? Come on. Now I'm getting impatient. All right, let's roll. Here we go. Thank you.
To Stanton. There it goes. Deep left, it is high. It is far. That is gone out of the ballpark. A Stantonian home run. Now, what did I do wrong? What did I see wrong? He's at first base.
Well, what you saw wrong? Hey, listen, I thought the ball was gone myself. I was live on the air, and I even said, oh, my God. And the ball got hit, but the sound was down because I was talking live on the air with Cam. But even I said right away, I said, oh, it's off the wall. Like, you know what I mean? And,
right.
And because I'm watching on a little computer screen here, too. I'm not in the stadium, you know?
Well, I got to tell you, you know, I've never done any type of play-by-play at a level like that. The highest I've ever done was Paralympic qualifier volleyball. But even when I used to do my university stuff, you have kind of some sayings that you're ready to say. You know, you're ready to hype something up. And you can just tell the way he said that, the nickname he gave that shot,
Stanton Heiser.
Yeah, you know what I mean, Gabe? Like, he was ready for a huge radio call, and then he...
Well, like, the ball said, did like, seem like it was crushed, yeah. But the thing is...
Like, what did, like, I do wrong?
It's too good. That's too good. Play-by-play is hard. Like, I really do. Play-by-play is hard. I've done play-by-play. And I wasn't... I'm not going to say I was terrible at it, but, like, you know what I mean? It wasn't my... I didn't feel comfortable, McInnes. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't... I remember walking out of a stadium thinking, man, do I suck at this. Like, sort of, like... And, like, openly, I wasn't like, oh, boo-hoo, like, oh, feel sorry for me, like, tell me I'm good. I was like, no, I'm like... I remember saying to myself, man, play-by-play ain't for me, man. Right? Like, it's... You know, people don't realize how hard it is. You got to be perfect all the time. It's tough. Like, and... But I've done it, McKinnis. I was nervous as hell. I did a Major League Baseball game. I did an Expos Mets game.
Wow.
I was the color analyst, though. I wasn't the play-by-play guy, but I was in a booth. I did a Major League Baseball game. There's only like 2,000 people or something that's ever done it. There's a book of all the broadcasters. Like, some, that's pretty cool. No one can take that away from me. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah.
It's really cool, Gabe.
I did a Major League Baseball game. You know what I mean? Expos Mets. Olympic Stadium. Yeah, I did one game. The guy got sick.
Do you prefer to do color, Gabe, versus play-by-play? I know there were some sports that I preferred play-by-play and some that you like doing color.
Yeah, but the only problem is I'm unqualified to be a Major League Baseball color analyst. Other than that, McKinnis, I guess.
Hey, I didn't say you did.
Other than that, like, you know what I mean? Well, I don't know. Not everybody that's a color analyst played, but you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, but no. Look, I'm not telling you I think I should be a color analyst. No, McKinnis, no. But I would rather than a play-by-play guy. But, like, I was good at this, but this was different. I was the color analyst for ABA basketball. So not the NBA, but the ABA. And that was a little different. You know, I wasn't as serious, so I was more like myself, and I was cracking jokes, and you know what I mean? And I was pretty good at that. And I did the whole season. That wasn't a one-off. I did the Montreal Matrix, ABA basketball. I did that for a year on the radio. That was pretty cool. And I did play-by-play for football, which that I wasn't bad at, actually. Like, the football I was okay at. And I even did a game at the Pontiac Silverdome and stuff. I did the last game ever at the Pontiac Silverdome. And... and I told the story. We'll get to some picks, but it would have been really cool because so years ago when I was on, we were on Sirius. It was Hardcore Sports Radio. It was owned by The Score in those days, and so I was on Hardcore Sports Radio, and they had the CFL rights. Okay, so we were airing CFL games on the radio, except they were just picking up like the local feeds, and some of it is kind of hokey and like over the top Canadian-ish. You know what I mean? And
right. This
was hardcore like radio and stuff, and so the owner of the network's like, this doesn't fit. Like, these play-by-play guys don't fit our station, and we want to do our own games. We'll do the call ourselves. So he basically told us, yeah, we're going to do the call ourselves, and it was going to be me and Cam Stewart with Danny McManus, great quarterback, CFL legend, Florida State Seminole, great quarterback. And I know Danny. I got along with him. We had him on the show a lot, and that was the trio.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
CFL football. Me, Danny Mac, and Cam Stewart. And this is like 15 years ago. And we were going to talk about gambling on the show. And we told them, you guys, like, everybody bets on the CFL. Your sponsors, like, on the field, Bet365 was their sponsor. Or Bowman's, whoever at the time. And we said, let's talk betting. They love the idea. I'll finish the story on the other side. So we did a game and everything. It's pretty cool. Argo.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston.
Not as long as you bastards are running things.
Hey, now speak up, George. I can't hear you. You tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston. Not as long as you bastards are running things.
Late night anger management class. I am Morency. Andrew McKinnis. Kick with as quick as 180 minutes of sports talk radio. As always, just flying by again tonight. So, yeah, let me just quickly say, we were doing the games. It was pretty cool, too, and it went really well. Me, Cam Stewart, and Danny McManus. And the commissioner of the CFL was down and serious. Everybody loved it and everything. Except this guy, David Braley. He passed away. Now he's no longer with us, but he was very rich. He was very powerful. He was like the Jerry Jones of the CFL, and he didn't like us. And he owned two teams. There were only eight teams in the league, and he owned two of them. So, like, when you own 25% of the league, you've got power. You know what I'm saying? So we got shut down there. And last thing too, I just remember during the break, I started laughing here. Remember, guys, if you remember when Vince Neil and Motley Crue had an Arena Football League team in Vegas. It was the Las Vegas Posse, but then no, that was the CFL team. Whatever the hell they were called. They had a cool name, I forget. Outlaws. Las Vegas Outlaws. Arena team. And I love Motley Crue, and I love the Arena Football League, McKinnis. I was living in Vegas, right? So I'm like, I was born for this, right? So I told them, and I even knew people in the Arena Football League and stuff, and I knew a guy even, and he gave me the number and everything. Like, he said, yeah, and I didn't speak to Vince, but I spoke to, like, the president of the team and everything, and I told him, I said, listen, I'm in. I said, man, I said, play-by-play, color, whatever, host, you know what I mean? I said, I want to be a part of this, right? Motley Crue and Las Vegas Arena Football, I want in. And they call my bluff. They call my bluff. And they're like, all right, you're in. And I had to travel, and it was very, very little money and stuff. And then I found out, someone told me in the organization, they're like, listen, Morency, because I was going to have to give something up, McKinnis, to travel and stuff, right? And somebody told me, they're like, listen, man, dude, like, no one's been paid in weeks. Like,
so I was like, wasn't worth it, eh?
Somebody told me, do not jump on this ship. I got warning. Like, somebody said they're not going to last half the season. They lasted like a month, McKinnis. Like, they folded. So I was like, whoa. That was a close one. There's my play-by-play career.
I'll say this real quick about play-by-play. I really like it the most when you're representing a home team. Like, I was riding it out for several years with one university, because that way you get to know the players, the coaching staff, and stuff like that. I have a lot of respect for, like, the national hosts and stuff like that that go to different teams every single week in football or baseball, what have you, because you're learning a whole different, you know, all the players' names, you know, where they're from, where they played before, and that kind of stuff. But coolest gig, like I said, I ever did was CBC Paralympic Volleyball World Qualifiers. That was the coolest thing I ever did as far as play-by-play goes. And I knew the regular rules for volleyball, but I had to learn on the fly the different rules for the Paralympic volleyball. it was a great experience, man. It's super
That's cool. That is cool. Andrew McKinnis with us. Yeah, I don't think I'll be getting any more Major League Baseball offers or play-by-plays. I did do, though. I was the host of an expo. I was the host of a Major League Baseball post-game show, though, for years. So that wasn't like a one-off. I did that for you. That's why I did the game, like, basically. Like, because I was there, and they warned me the night before. They told me, they said, listen, the color guy is, like, really sick. And he got through, like, one night type thing. And they were supposed to get, like, Tim Wallach, Expo great, third baseman, Dodgers, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, whatever, dude. Tim Raines or whoever couldn't make it. it was one of those deals. So I was told the night before, they said, listen, Melnick's sick, And we're not sure if Tim Raines is going to be able to do it or get here on time or something. And they said, we're going to tell you tomorrow afternoon. And they said, you get ready. You might be doing the game tomorrow. And lo and behold, I got a phone call in the morning. You're doing a game. Okay. So I was like, oh.
Well, so Gabe, I know you as Sports Rage. Since I've known you, I know the passion that you have. Is that kind of what your post-game show was like, or was it more interviews, recaps, stuff? Or did you bring the rage there as well?
Yeah. It was the same passion. It was weird, too, because I did the Expos post-game show. And they told me, actually, like, so I wasn't, it was, I was young in my career then. This is like 20 years ago. The Expos have been gone for 20 years, you know what I mean? So it was like, they told me, listen, this is the Expos post-game show. It's not your crazy show. And my show used to be crazier, McInnes, in the early days. It was more shock jockish even, you know what I mean? It was a different era and stuff. So they were like, you know, it's not the same show. So I played complete, like, so it's funny, like, it'd be all, like, sort of normal music and promos, like, mainstream sponsors, brought to you by McDonald's, like, you know what I mean? So I'd be like, hey, Expos brought to you by Burger King. And I'd come on, we'd talk about the Expos. But as I got more popular and just bigger and everything, and another thing is the shows, so imagine, so I'd be on from 11 to 12 after the game, and then at 12 I'd come on and start yelling, like, you know what I mean? So it was kind of weird, like I'd come on right after. I was like the same guy, right? And like it'd be different music and stuff. And no, but long story short, they just sort of merged into the same show eventually. You know what I'm saying? It just sort of merged. I can, listen, I want to get to picks. I could tell stories for hours. It was really funny though, because it's like, because, you know, I was younger, like I said, I've been doing this. I'm moving in on my 20th anniversary now, this stuff. But so I'm younger, and I'm like Pete Rose. I'm betting like crazy, right? And it mattered whether I won or lost more then. So I didn't really have the money. Like, so I would win and lose, but McInnes, so I'm doing the post-game show and stuff, and I never forget, like, once like, the Cubs had, like, a 9-1 lead, McInnes, on the Expos. It was a Sunday afternoon, and they had, like, a 9-1 lead. And I had big money on the Cubs. I was really happy about it, right? So, but I can't tell people, right? So I'm sitting in the press box, and I'm just sort of smiling, enjoying the day. I'm like, everyone's kind of sour except me. I'm like, this is great. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, what a great life. I'm getting paid to do Major League Baseball, and I just bet against the home team, and I'm about to win $500. Like, dude, the Expos came back, okay? They came back, and I got to be on the air after the game, McInnes, right? So I'm on the air, and I got like a million phone calls, one after another. Morency, what a comeback. I think we're going to make the playoffs. Can you believe it? And I'm like, yeah, it's great. Great comeback, man. Great comeback. Like, the next call.
It'd be hard to hide.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah, great comeback. And then finally, I just snapped. And instead of the Expos post-game show, I'm like, how the hell could the Cubs blow that lead anyways? God, do they suck. I just started, I ripped the Cubs for like 20 minutes. I'm like, I said, let's not talk about the Expos for a minute. Let's just talk about how bad the Cubs are. And I ripped the Cubs for like 20 minutes. People were like calling said, in, hey, man, Gabe, people were calling in, hey, Gabe, can we talk about the Expos comeback? I was like, yeah, Sosa's overrated. I'm going off. I'm like ripping all the Cubs. I never forget that night. I was like, wow, that was hard. I remember, like, I was so happy the show was over. I'm like, these stupid fans. I'm like, where are you? Why are you guys so happy? It's a regular season game. I was so mad. And happened to me on a Super Bowl once, too. I lost thousands of dollars early in my career night to come on right after the Super Bowl. I was just shell-shocked. I was like, I just lost, like, $6,000. I don't even have it. And I got to take calls about this stupid game in 10 minutes. Right? Like, it was tough. Tom Brady's first Super Bowl, 2002. Yeah, I'm old. I go ways back. Now, whatever. I could lose $300,000 bet, and I could do the show, and you guys wouldn't know. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Just for the record, I've never bet $300,000. Probably now it's my goal to live that. So, what do you think of the Dodgers Cardinals tomorrow? Are you going to go with the underdog just because of the value? You're going to pass, or are you taking the Dodgers?
Billy, it's been a great story for the Cardinals lately, that's for sure. I mean, obviously, I think everyone's riding high with them. Everybody wants to back the underdog. Look, you and I cashed an underdog ticket tonight. I'm not sure if I want to back the dog in that series, at least out the gate. Let's be honest, Gabe. I know you're a Dodgers guy, but yeah, I'm not interested in backing the dog. I actually might stay away. If anything, I might actually look towards the over, shockingly enough. What about you? Any thoughts on the total?
I lean with the under, but I don't really like messing with 7.5. I'm not a big, I was talking earlier, I told people, some sports I always bet the totals. I'm not a massive baseball total guy. Like, it's not automatic for me that, oh yeah, I'm betting a total of a game. You know what I mean?
I think we get such good numbers in the playoffs. You know, like, they're getting great pitchers out there, but it's just too low for some of these talented teams.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's almost over or pass. You're right about that. Because you get these big pitchers, but they don't last that long, and they don't go 7 and 8 innings. Everyone's, like, only 5 innings nowadays. There's always home runs. Like, it's tough. Like, tonight, listen, it ended up being a push when it was all said and done. So, NHL preseason, I don't know if you saw, but I went on, like, a 13-1 run last week in the NHL preseason. Like, no joke. Like, I couldn't lose. It was nuts. And last night was my worst night of NHL preseason hockey, and I went 4-4. And I lost 2 games in a freaking shootout. So I've been really killing it, but I'm not going to lie. Like, last week, I really saw massive advantages with the rosters, and I was like, oh, boy, this and that. I really saw angles. Now we're getting really close to showtime for real, McKinnis. They're starting to tighten things up a little bit. So, my belief is that they're the unders. And I put a big play in tonight on the Seattle Kraken and the Vancouver Canucks under the number. We got about a minute and a half before the break here. But
what defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness. Award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings. Cultural sites to open your mind. And dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We'll get into some football on the other side, but just about the Seattle Kraken, I was underwhelmed with their expansion draft and everything, McKinnis, but I've watched pretty much only one preseason game I didn't see that wasn't on TV or wasn't even online. So, long story short, I've seen the Kraken play like 4 times now. And they're not bad. They're going to play to the under in the regular season, I believe. And I'm already thinking about taking them plus a puck and a half against Vegas next week in the season opener next Tuesday night. We'll get McKinnis' thoughts on that and see who his best bets on the gridiron are this week. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winners, and I know the winners, so call me now!
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute. You have reached the coach's hot
line. Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of My MBA versus Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Not.
Cincinnati. Come on, come on. Don't you realize this is costing me money?
This sounds too good. You know what's crazy? I always hear these stupid clips, McKenzie, and I want to watch The Simpsons after the show. Like, I don't think about The Simpsons ever, and then I hear these clips subconsciously. I'm like, yeah, maybe you're getting a laugh, actually, lighten the mood a little bit. Right, so I'm just going to throw a million things at you. We'll talk really fast here. What do you think of the Kraken coming into the season? I don't know how much preseason hockey you've watched, but I've kept my eye. I'm out here on the coast, so I've watched a lot of Kraken hockey so far. And I'm actually pretty impressed, McKinnis. They're not going to be an easy team to deal with. I don't think they're going to win a million games, but they're going to lose a lot of close games, this team. What's your opinion on the Kraken coming into the year?
Yeah, I think the average person will look at their team and try and look for big names. One thing for sure, though, they secured a goaltender, and that's huge. That's one thing I've always known about expansion teams at any level in hockey. They're going to be tough to play against, and I agree with you. I think you said play to the under, and if you said that, that's what I'm right there with you, because no expansion team wants to get blown out. No expansion team wants to come out. Nobody wants to get blown out, but they want to be a team that's going to get taken seriously right off the get-go. So they're going to be a team, you know, that's going to be hard to play against. They're going to struggle to score at times, but you know how it is. I mean, it can't always be like the Vegas Golden Knights in their inaugural year. That was amazing. You know, I think the Kraken will be hard to play against, and they'll be tough. They'll be physical. They built their team pretty big, but I can see them having some issues trying to score.
Yeah, you know, they do have some talent. I like Eberle. Schwartz is a good player. But, listen, it all depends on what the totals are. You can't just say, oh, we're going to bet on the unders. But if they're 6.5, I'll be pulling the trigger on the unders. That's my point. You know what I mean? It's all about the number. We get these numbers, and I pulled the trigger tonight with the under 6 in the Canucks in the crack. And even though it was a preseason game, I put a lot on it. And I knew, I'm like, man, there's no way in hell these two teams are getting to 7 tonight. Travis Green wanted to tighten things up. Thing is with the Kraken, they don't have the skill position players to, like, get into a shootout with teams. They don't want to play a 6-5 game. They can't score like they don't. Where the goal is going to come from, right? So I remember, too, you liked their expansion draft more than I did at the time. I would have went flashier personally, but they went with the young defenseman, and as you stated, they got good goaltending. So the Seattle Kraken, it won't be like Vegas, guys. They're not going to the Stanley Cup Finals or whatever, winning a million games, but they're going to be an interesting team. Have you played hockey futures? Because I've been playing a lot of futures in all these sports, and I'm going to play some hockey futures. The season's long, so that's the downside to it, but I'm going to get into the regular season points props this year, which I don't always do. Have you played any regular season futures?
I haven't really been much of a points person. I've just been looking at teams to make the playoffs and stuff like that. By the way, for all of you out there that loved me last year during the playoffs, Leafs to miss the playoffs plus 620 might be worth a look. But, you know, on all
seriousness. Hold on, man. What's your deal with the Leafs, anyways? Like, you trying to? I saw you on Twitter tonight, actually, earlier today. I don't know what it was. Yesterday, whatever. You're like, Leafs contracts suck. They're overrated. Prove me wrong. And the season hasn't even started yet. You're already ragging on the Leafs already. And now, like, are you serious?
That was just a joke that I just made. Right. But on Twitter, wasn't joking. On Twitter, I wasn't joking, though.
For the record, the Leafs season point total is 105.5. My deal with this, McKinnis, is I don't even know what that means. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how many wins is that? Like, I don't know. You get a point all the time in this league. Like, that's why I've never liked this point stuff. I'm like, yeah, what does that mean? Like, I got to look at last year's records and go, okay, so if you're 41-40, if you're a 500 team, you pretty much have 85 points or whatever. Like, right. I got to gauge it. It's just sort of I've always hated the new format. But I'm telling you what,
bro. With you, Gabe, I'm more of a future better once the season has started. That's what I've always been like for lots of different sports. That's kind of been my thing.
Yeah, but you can't bet the win totals then. You got to get the points and the win totals before the year starts.
You're right. Like, to win the cup and to win the division and stuff like that is
because the NHL right. And hockey guys, they don't have win totals. It's not like the NBA. They do points instead because there's a lot of ties and the games go to overtime. And, you know, so basically you get 2 points if you win in a shootout and you get 1 if you lose. So they go with the points. That's why it's kind of tricky and more complicated, the point prop. They've got a ton of stuff up. Like, They got the, you know, division. That's a nice, simple one. You got any division odds for us? Have you looked at that? Division odds.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's actually interesting to take a look at the Minnesota Wild plus 1,200. Actually, in the Western Conference, I've taken a look at that. Divisional futures. One thing I wanted to ask you and run by you, but because I know you've been following the Vancouver Canucks, I look at them at plus 2,000. And I actually saw some value there because, you know, I look at the Vegas Golden Knights in that Pacific Division, and I don't think they should be minus 200. And then I look at, you know, the Oilers, the Flames following that up. I think the Canucks present plenty of value. I think the Canucks could actually shock everybody and be one of the better Canadian teams this year. And we'll have to see what happens with, you know, if their goaltending can stay strong and if they can have solid defensemen. But I think that's actually great value, and that's one of the plays I've looked at from a value standpoint at plus 2,000 on your Canucks. Or not, I know you're a Habs guy, but where you're living right now, the Canucks plus 2,000 is a great price there.
I'm not really an anybody guy, like to be honest. I'm a, you know.
Hey, last year you were a Habs guy. In the summer you were a Habs guy with
Yeah. Me. Yeah, you know, I am. Yeah, because, yeah, no, I am when they're when it gets special like that. But coming into the year, you know what I mean? To be honest, the Canadians have turned me off with their I have a hard time with them dealing with that, them drafting that kid. It just bothers me. But I still like
them.
I still like them. But,
yep.
You know what I mean? It's just sort of, it's left a bad taste in my mouth, you know, coming into the year. But for me, it's not about fandom. I don't care about, like, I'll bet, you know, it's true, though. I didn't take Vasilevsky to win the MVP, even though I knew it was a damn lock, just because I didn't want to do it, like to ruin my future plays. But no, I was just saying, when it comes to betting, it's not about, I don't care whether I like a team or hate a team. I don't like the Boston Red Sox, and I just won $800 on them. So, but the Vancouver Canucks.
Someone asked me, Gabe, are you watching the game? I said, no, I wish the Jays were there, but I'm holding a Sox ticket right now, and it's going to win.
Well, I watched the game. So I love baseball. I watch every inning of every playoff game. So yeah, the Canucks are 88.5 points. 88.5 points is the thing is with the Canucks, they should be good this year. I don't know. I'm not saying they're going to be great this year, but if you look at the division that they play in, the top three teams make the playoffs, right, in each division. So you got Vegas and you've got Edmonton, both of who are the best two teams in that division, without a doubt. So you got the Vegas Golden Knights are favorite to win a division, minus 200 Pacific Division. The Edmonton Oilers are the second choice at plus 310. And the Oilers aren't great either, but they do have two of the better players in the league, and they're good enough to make the playoffs and then choke. So then look, there's one other, you have the rest of this division, the Calgary Flames, the LA Kings, the Seattle Kraken, the Vancouver Canucks, the San Jose Sharks, and the Anaheim Ducks. They're all terrible. Like, this is actually a pretty bad division. And to me, McKinnis, the Vancouver Canucks are the third best team here. They're better. To me, the Canucks are better than the Flames are. I don't think much of the Flames. I think the Flames are chokers. I think the Flames are going to have a long year this year. So you look at this, and if you guys can find that to make the playoffs, I think the Canucks are a good bet for that. I do like the Canucks, though, as we stated, the over 88.5 points. And it's funny because they got the Kraken at 10-1 to win the division and the Canucks at 20-1, like, yeah, as if. So, like, dude, if you're the Canucks, you just basically have to be better. The Kraken are going to be competitive, but they're not going to be that, like, good. So if you're the Canucks, who are you competing with to make the playoffs? The LA Kings are going to be a train wreck. The San Jose Sharks are, you know, on the decline. The Anaheim Ducks are sort of in nowhere's land, but they're not very good. The Calgary Flames aren't very good either. The Kraken are an expansion team. No reason why the Canucks can't rack up a bunch of points to make the playoffs.
Plus 174, Gabe. Plus 174, Canucks to make the playoffs 2021-2022 season. And I think it's not even close, the Canucks compared to the Flames this year. You break
exactly.
down these rosters, you look down the depth chart, you look at the goaltending, I don't even think it's really too close. You know, I really like the Canucks compared to them. And like you said, I mean, you just broke down the division pretty much in simple form. You know, besides looking at one or two teams ahead of them, I don't think the Canucks will have an issue making the playoffs, or at least contending to do so, and we're getting plus 174. Also, yeah, looking at the Minnesota Wild at their price to win the division, I worry about the goaltending for the Colorado Avalanche. You know, they don't have Grubauer because they have so many guys to pay. Darcy Kemper's now their goaltender, or at least for now, if he stays healthy. And they have so many puck moving defensemen, and that's the way that hockey is changing a little bit, where you have your clear cut stay at home guys, but you know, there's so many guys that move the puck up the ice and defensemen. It's almost like a fourth forward now. And I think that they might just have drafted too many of those guys, Gabe. And they're fun to watch. But the problem is it leads to odd man rushes the other way. So I think Colorado's going to be involved in lots of high-scoring games. And I worry if they're going to be that, you know, automatic, you know, Western Conference final team that everybody might think they will be. So Minnesota could be a look this year as well.
All right, so before we get you out of here, McKinnis, who are you looking at Thursday night football? Seahawks and Rams, or on Sunday? What's the best bet or two for us?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to go to we'll go with the Seahawks and Rams. Look, I've talked with you about the Seahawks a couple different times. I've talking about them in the money line or betting on an over. This is a team that I guess you could say I might have had a good read on for a week. And then now they're kind of in my bad books because the Rams, just like everybody thought, they might have been a little bit too excited from what happened. And I think I heard you talking about it as well. You know, getting that win over Tampa Bay, huge win for them. And then Arizona, they just put up a 37 spot against them and make them look foolish. And this is a Seahawks secondary that's just getting walked all over. And they're coming off that win against San Fran. So I'll look towards the Rams, but I'm going to keep it kind of simple. This is going to be a pretty obvious play for a lot of people, I think, but the number is far too short. We're going over to London. Give me the Falcons, Gabe. This is a good opportunity to take to fade a Jets team coming off a win against a depleted wide receiving core of the Titans. And, you know, the Falcons, you told me, if you would have told me before the season started, they played the way they played so far this season, I might not be telling you I'm going to jump to the window to bet on them. However, they still are putting up some points. And the Jets, besides last week, you know, they've got skunked against the Broncos. So 6 points against the Patriots. They're not impressive. Give me the Falcons minus a three.
I can't disagree. Find McKinnis. McKinnis Picks on Twitter, wagertalk.com. Late night anger management class continues. Thanks, McKinnis. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Late Night Anger Management class. Steve Merrill will step up and into level three. The Late Night Anger Management class continues. Thanks to Andrew McKinnis for joining us on the program. He said he liked the Falcons. A battle of 1-3. This is like I said, I don't know what the good people of Great Britain did to deserve this train wreck. This disaster. This. Fortunately, though, the game is on at such a stupid time. It's 6:30 in the morning if you're on the West Coast. And 9:30 Eastern time. Listen, it's rare that they've ever had good teams play in these London games, these early morning games. It's always crappy, and we always tell ourselves we're not going to bet big on these games, and of course you always end up with a bunch of money on a game. And as I say, there's nothing more frustrating than losing this game and being down money before the 1 o'clock slate starts. Like, what the hell? I didn't know. Why would I do? You have to ask yourself, would you bet this game if it was on Sunday afternoon, head-to-head, if it wasn't isolated, right? The isolated games will get you. I lean with the Falcons myself. Matthias, you're the Falcon fan. You're the Falcon fan. But you think the Jets are going to win. The Jets won last week, but...
They're atrocious.
Yeah, the mathematical probability of the Jets winning two football games in a row, that's like, I don't know, that's like a meteor hitting Earth or something, bro.
Falcons are on the same page right now.
Nah, they're not. They're not that bad. The Jets are bad. Falcons are bad, but they're not bad. Jets are bad. People, what, you think because the Jets won one game against the crap-ass Titans? The Titans just suck, unfortunately. They might not even win that division. My money's done.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.